This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And Rich Paul.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find waiting for you on the website there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You get to actually control the content of the site. So what you see there was put there by listeners just like you. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts here. And, of course, you can bring up anything you want. Then coming up, Johnson will tell us about the Church of Perpetual Life, a new transhumanist church that wants to end what they call deathism. We'll get into that here. But first, Luke is calling from Vietnam. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live. Is it, are we doing morning radio there in Vietnam? What time is it?
Yeah, it's 8 o'clock. It's, 8 o'clock. Yeah, your PM is my AM.
Gotcha.
Are you edging to say it, Ian? Is that what you wanted to, are you trying to say it?
Say what? I'm sorry.
The line.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Oh.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Yeah, I knew something.
I've never seen the movie, so.
Great movie.
I know it exists, but sorry, Luke, go ahead.
Yes. Look, I don't want to be called Luke the Bigot because I'm a person who fights bigotry and exposes bigotry. Now, okay. I'm just going to read verbatim from the New South Wales Anti-Discrimination Board that's prosecuting my father, my friends, and, you know, 70-year-old Christian mothers facing contempt of court and jail now. That's the Tess Corbett case. I'm going to read from their the New South Wales Government Anti-Discrimination Board exemptions page, and I'm going to change the word homosexual to the word white, but other than that, the verbatim quote, and I want you to tell me if it's bigoted or not. Here I go. I'm going to begin the quote now. It's not against the law to discriminate against someone who's not white. It's only against the law to discriminate against someone who is white. Now, I changed the word homosexual to white from their actual page, but I want you to tell me if that meets the dictionary version of bigoted.
Well, I would say that any anti-discrimination law is wrong. And yes, certainly they are designed to be slanted exactly to be used against the historical majority and in favor of the hysterical minority or hysterical minority. Sometimes that too, but also historical minority.
You're correct. The law is designed exactly in that way, and the victimization provisions of the Anti-Discrimination Act that the Christo Lesbian Lord Mayor of Sydney, Australia, put in 1993, that she got passed by one vote, was copied and used in Oregon against those Christian bakers, the clients. The only bakery in Oregon with Bible verses on their website that had two lesbians come in with Lambada Legal on the speed dial. And then a gay judge, Brad Askerson, who was appointed by Obama's main fundraiser in Oregon, Terry Bean, through the Basic Rights Oregon's fundraising effort, fined them $500,000. So the discrimination laws between Australia and America are linked because Australia is a genesis country of these homosexual discrimination ordinances, but we also have extra ordinances like victimization and vilification. Now, what I want to talk about is gay rights being extended to pedophile rights. First of all, before going into the more specific, both cases I want to talk about have an American connection. Now, on the LRN.fm chat stream now, I have put a link to my most recent tweet from VGB_OPSEC. And that tweet shows you that you will be prosecuted for pointing out Obama has friends who fly on Air Force One who have been charged with having sex with a 15-year-old boy, and the 15-year-old boy's statement of his underage gay sex with Basic Rights Oregon's queer hero, Terry Bean.
You do know that's not pedophilia, right?
Newspaper website.
You do know that's not pedophilia, right?
As a matter of fact, it would be legal in South Carolina.
Pedophilia.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
It's pederasty under the Wikipedia definition, pederasty.
What is the definition of that? I'm not familiar with it.
Well, it's having sex with young adolescents, okay?
I don't know if a teenager is an adolescent.
I was post-adolescent at 15 myself.
I'm sorry, you guys talk over each other. What, Luke?
Are you saying that having sex with people under the age of consent in America isn't pedophilia?
In many places, 15 is above the age of consent.
No, it's not pedophilia at all. Pedophilia is an attraction to people. All right, so we can't have a conversation if we're going to talk over each other. Pedophilia is an attraction to children, not to people who have had puberty or are going through puberty or passed through puberty. That is not, by definition, that is not pedophilia. So, I'm sorry. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Look, I don't agree with bigotry, and
right.
I don't agree with the idea of these anti-discrimination laws. I think businesses should be able to discriminate. I think if a bigot wants to run a bakery, they should be free to run a bakery, and they should be free to do business with who they want to do business with. I'm not going to take them my business. I'm going to discourage people that I know from also bringing those people business. I think it's useful to know who the bigots in business are, who the, the you know, sickos are out there.
And I wouldn't want them to jizz in my cake. You know, that would be bad.
Let's go to Pierce is on the
actually
line.
One other thing I wanted to slip in, the Church of the Invisible Hand, we will perform gay marriages, and as a matter of fact, I have one scheduled this summer tentatively, but we will not perform any marriage in which anyone is forced to permit to participate. So if you have to sue your baker, find another baker or find another priest.
Let's go to Pierce. Pierce, I don't know where you're calling from, but you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Pierce, I'm Copwatch Hawaii, remember?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Hawaii. All right, so what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm just calling with a quick update. Yesterday I was in court, and I'm sorry if you hear a lawnmower in the background.
Nope, can't hear it.
Figure the neighbor starts up right when I get on the call, right?
Nope, I cannot hear the lawnmower.
Oh, great. Okay. So I was in court yesterday, again, doing this motion to dismiss from this whole Mark Stevens thing, and got the judge to, against obviously the prosecutor's wishes, to dismiss all charges. So my house got raided in March last year, and 12 huge guys with guns came in and turned it all upside down and steal several thousand dollars worth of stuff.
I hate it when that happens.
That all went away.
Wow.
Well,
nice
congratulations
job.
First. And secondly, did you manage to videotape your court appearance?
Well, you can't videotape it, otherwise you might get in trouble. But I am currently working on editing and improving the quality of the audio, and it will be on that YouTube channel, Copwatch Hawaii, within a few hours or
so,
tomorrow at the latest.
Rich, to bring you up to speed and other listeners, Pierce called a few days ago, and he has been surreptitiously recording audio in the courtrooms that he's been in. So he has actually, and I haven't watched any of the videos yet, but he has made videos of the audio tracks and sort of stopped down, I guess, and explained kind of what his approach is and what he's doing in there. So he actually is doing the best he can given the circumstances to document, which I think is great.
Yeah, I didn't know what the law was in Hawaii. In New Hampshire, we're lucky enough to be able to record in court, and that makes a huge difference. Well, thank you for your service, bro. That sounds like a great case you did.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I just want to bring it up because this stuff is going to catch on. This ethics, logic, and pointing out their inability to present evidence of jurisdiction.
I highly doubt it's going to catch on, but I appreciate your optimism.
We'll see.
I mean, I'm grateful for it, and it's certainly true that if you can show success stories, if what you're saying is true and you can prove it by putting the court audio and any documents that back it up out there, like an order from the judge that proves that the case was dismissed.
That'll be posted as well.
If you're doing that, then that's going to persuade people, and more people will certainly try it. But as far as catching on, that would require the trend to reverse that people would no longer take plea deals and instead actually stand up for themselves, which I don't see that happening anytime soon. It's not even happening here in New Hampshire, where we've got thousands of activists, supposedly. Hey, thanks for the call, Pierce. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-453. Deathism coming up.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-9372. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-9372. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-9372. That's 1-800-945-9372.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. So you can join us there and bring up whatever's on your mind. You know, the root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. If people were to recognize that one belief for what it is, an utterly irrational, self-contradictory, and horribly destructive myth, most of the violence, oppression, and injustice in the world would cease. But that will happen only when people dare to honestly and objectively re-examine their belief systems. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myth for what it is, showing how nearly everyone is a result of one particular unquestioned assumption is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. If you imagine yourself to be a compassionate, peace-loving, civilized human being, you must read this book. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and over at LarkinRose.com. As we continue here, you can bring up what's on your mind. Let's go to Rusty. He's in Texas. Rusty, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Rich Paul.
Hey, howdy, guys.
Hey, Rusty.
I actually saw Ian down in Austin at the Bitcoin conference a few years back. Nice guy.
Cool.
But the reason I'm calling is Texas secession is at state convention's coming up, and it just passed, I believe, two of the subcommittees. So hopefully it'll be a floor debate on the resolution to have a referendum on Texas independence at the Texas Republican.
A referendum on what? I'm sorry, Texas independence?
Yes.
Okay.
22 counties in Texas passed a resolution at their conventions in favor of a resolution demanding a referendum, allowing people to vote on whether Texas should reassert its right to be an independent nation.
Now, this is the county branches of the Republican Party that made this, or was it the county government?
It's the county branches. So what happens is you go to precinct conventions wherever you vote, and then that have resolutions there, and then that goes to either your county or your senatorial district. And then it's voted on there by the delegates from the precinct convention. So out of all the counties in Texas, there's about 2 dozen that passed the resolution in favor of a referendum. So now it's in the state. After the county, it goes to the state convention where they have committees that do all the resolutions coming through all the senatorial districts, counties in Texas. And we have ones that don't have support or just are feasible, go get the platform, things of that nature.
It's a little hard to understand. I'm sorry to interrupt you there. It's a little hard to understand. I don't know if it's your cell phone that you're on, but it's kind of a little bit muffled. So it's my understanding of the Texas situation that the Texas Republican Committee, or whatever they call themselves, the higher-ups, they've been wanting to ignore this issue for a long time of Texas independence, of declaring independence from the United States and just leaving the Union. But now these individual parties of the counties, you said 22 of them, they have passed these resolutions, which basically is forcing the hand of the Texas Republican higher-ups to actually have some sort of a vote. So is it the delegates of the convention who actually will be voting on this, the full convention?
No, it depends if it passes out of the permanent committee. It passed out of the subcommittees. It's a long, lengthy process, but after they pass out of the subcommittees, then they can go up to the permanent committees, and then it can be debated on there. They usually have a few people speak on it. If it gets it out of there, it should go to the floor where it can be debated and voted on by everyone who attended the convention. But if it doesn't make it out of the committee, then only the committee members, to my knowledge, can have a say on whether it makes it to the floor of the actual state convention.
I see. So now this committee, this permanent committee, do they meet before the state convention or during the state convention?
They're going to meet during the state convention. Right now you have temporary committees that are meeting, and they have subcommittees, and those, it got out of there, but now the next step is to get them through permanent committees, which their officers will be elected on by delegates from their respected areas, I believe late tomorrow night. And then you'll have your permanent committee members who will then decide whether it can go forward, and they'll have a vote on it.
So what's your prediction? I mean, you've been watching this closely, obviously. What do you think is going to happen?
It really depends on the state chair. There's been a challenge to our current party chair. If he's defeated, I think there's a good chance there'll be a floor debate on it. It'll actually make it out of the permanent committee. But if not, then I doubt it will make it to the floor. So it's going to be close, is what I'm thinking it is. There wasn't a lot of resistance in the subcommittees. Hopefully that's a good sign of what's to come.
Are you going to be there?
Yes, I will be a delegate, and I plan on lobbying for it and trying to get on the permanent committee to represent.
I would imagine the people who are in favor of Texas secession are similarly motivated to try to get on these permanent committees so they can move this forward and get a possible vote from the people. Because obviously the higher-ups are going to want to shoot this down if they can. But
especially the National Party.
What do you think about this, Rich Paul? You think, you know, this is...
I think it's a great thing. I hope that if they do decide to secede... that they will, look into maybe seeking alliances with other states that might want to secede. There was a strong secession movement in Vermont that may be strengthened by Bernie Sanders getting cheated out of the Democratic nomination.
Yeah, especially if Trump wins.
Yeah, I mean, one of the few things that would be good about a Trump presidency is all of a sudden I think I'd have a much easier time explaining the value of the Second Amendment to leftists and why you have to be able to resist your own government.
But
best of luck to you guys, and if at first you don't secede, try again.
Hey, and keep us in the loop, Rusty, with how this develops. It's an interesting situation. Thanks for the call and the update tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, we can't have enough secession movements around the country, as far as I'm concerned. More people need to talk about this.
51 would do it for me.
So who would be the 51st, D.C.?
I think Puerto Rico would have to.
Yeah.
I don't know if the other ones. Maybe Guam.
Can you secede if you're not a state?
Well, if the other 50 states secede, I guess they get it for free.
So, yeah, I definitely want to see more secession talk. I think it's exciting. It gets people... You know, the more you talk about something like that, the more likely it's going to become real. You sort of have to talk that into existence because people, you know, when they first hear about it, they're going to balk. They're going to believe that, oh, that's impossible.
That's crazy talk.
They tried that in the 1800s. You know, there's all kinds of excuses to not support it. But if more people hear their friends or their neighbors or their coworkers talking about secession as a serious idea, not just some sort of wackaloon on the side of the street waving a sign, if you can actually have conversations about it, then I think you can persuade people. And already we've seen polls, surveys of American people that show that like 1 out of 5 are ready for it.
Yeah, and I think once we see our next president, that number will grow.
Toll-free number tonight, whichever president it is.
Any of them.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, or join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us either way, whichever way is best for you. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Rich had a prior appointment, so he has had to step away. But you're still welcome to join us here. And, of course, you can also check out Rich at his website, invisiblehand.church. We're going to talk more about a church here in a moment. Johnson, you brought in a story about the Church of Perpetual Life, which is a new one to me. Obviously, there's a lot of churches out there. This one's a little bit different. It's a transhumanist church. And, of course, that's going to require us to define what transhumanism is, which we should do in a moment. But first, could you use up to $35,000, whether it's for home improvement, car repair, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason? LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online, LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com right now. And LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but it's not a lender or broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details will vary. See LoanUS.com for more details. As we go to the story that Johnson brought in, you said this was from Motherboard, right? Vice.com?
Right, that's correct.
Now, the transhumanist, I guess, yeah, I don't know if the story defines transhumanist for the reader, but perhaps...
It will. It'll go into, you know, what transhumanism is to a certain extent. So.
In short, now, correct me if I'm wrong on this, because it's actually been a while since we've talked about transhumanism. A transhumanist is someone who sort of has this vision for what they believe is going to be inevitable, and that is the sort of the melding of man with robot technology, basically, with machines.
Some people define transhumanism that way. Some people also talk about transhumanism purely in respect to machines, actually, mm-hmm. just... potentially machines being the next step of evolution and humans just going away. So, I mean, there's okay. kind of a scale there. There's a spectrum of you know, what transhumanism really is.
Gotcha.
You know, also, this, you know, isn't necessarily, it doesn't even necessarily have anything to do with machines. It just is sort of transcending death. But
well, isn't that one of the goals of the transhumanist is to avoid death by bringing robot or nanotechnology or whatever into their body?
But let's say that, you know, robot and nanotechnology isn't even required. You know, maybe it's just medical science.
Okay.
Then, you know, again, like I said, it's a whole scale. But let's say there are no robots involved. It would still be
transhumanist.
Potentially considered transhumanist.
Okay.
So the article starts. Easter celebrations, the swearing in of President Obama with a Bible, the Pledge of Allegiances, one nation under God, Ted Cruz's freakish evangelism. Even when we sneeze, many Americans still reflexively say, God bless you. American society exists in an engulfing religious framework, and that inescapable Abrahamic point of view leads to one ultimate goal, an eternal afterlife with the Maker. For the majority of Americans, about 70%, that is what they believe and how they live this world. Whether you like it or not, America is a culture mired in deathism. The idea that human death is natural, inescapable, and ultimately desirable because it unites with one with God. Lately, though, the burgeoning transhumanism movement is challenging all that. Gerontologists, crinicists, singularitarians, biohackers, roboticists, geneticists, futurists, and anti-aging activists, all considered part of the transhumanist platform, are standing up and demanding humans conquer biological death. Once seen as fringe, but now increasingly seen as potentially visionary, transhumanists are challenging the very nature of what it means to be a human being. Motherboard recently featured a part of the transhumanism movement in an exciting and informative short documentary called Forever Young. The show focuses on the Eclectic Church of Perpetual Life, a nonprofit transhumanist organization in South Florida aiming to combine spirituality, community, and hard science research. I recently spoke at the Church of Perpetual Life while on tour with my immortality bus. The church is a unique place.
Who is writing this?
To say the least. The author of this article is Zoltan Istvan.
Zoltan Istvan?
Yes.
Wow. And he has an immortality bus.
Apparently.
Okay. Neat.
Forever Young explores the transhumanist and spiritual beliefs of some of the church parishioners, including businessman Bill Falloon, who co-founded the church in 2013. Falloon and the parishioners, nearly all who doubt the existence of an afterlife, are people bent on using the latest anti-aging science to live indefinitely. In my mind, the 21-minute show is not really about the Church of Perpetual Life or even any of its members. It's about the quest to achieve indefinite lifespans and how one community within the much larger transhumanist movement is attempting that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the best parts of the video are appearances by famous transhumanists, Dr. Aubrey de Grey, who we've had on the show.
Yep.
Chief scientist at the SENS Research Foundation and Transhumanist Party anti-aging advisor, Martine Rothblatt. Transgender entrepreneur and CEO of United Therapeutics, and Bernadine... That's weird, they put an and before her name. And Bernadine Brown, co-founder at People Unlimited. The documentary also briefly features cryonics, mind-uploading, robotics, and oncology.
Our very own Mark Edge, one of the co-hosts here on Free Talk Live, has paid a company, I believe called Alcor, to freeze his head when he dies.
So he can be like on Futurama.
So he could be reanimated at some point in the future.
Like one of those heads in the jars.
Yep. It's a real thing apparently now. I mean, whether they can reanimate it, whether they can successfully reanimate your chopped off head is another question.
I think Mark just wants to relive that one scene from The Reanimator if you know what I'm talking about.
I have not seen the movie. It's an old horror flick, though, right?
I'm not going to go into what the scene is, but those who know get the joke.
All right.
The appearances of the... And those who don't can Google it. The appearances of the celebrity transhumanists and the technology people who want to use to live indefinitely are my favorite parts of the show, and they also hint at how large and diversified the transhumanist movement has become.
It's going to get bigger, for sure, and I'd be interested to see, you know, what percentage of people in America, for instance, are interested in transhumanism. I mean, obviously, there is going to be this big, he uses the term deathism. Right. That's a term that is, I think, created by the transhumanists to describe people who believe in death and are desiring to die, welcoming the idea of death, which I don't oppose the idea of death personally, but I can understand where the transhumanists are coming from because I was more against death in the past than I am today. But I don't think deathism is going to go anywhere. Yeah. Even though transhumanism is going to grow, the deathists, if you will, are going to fight. I think they're going to fight against transhumanism. I think they're going to see transhumanism as a threat to God.
I think if Ayn Rand were alive today, she'd describe anyone who's not an objectivist as a deathist. I think that, you know, because so much of the philosophy and so much of the people who based their philosophies around, like, you know, just standard utilitarianism and all these things, they're deathists. A lot of philosophy is based on, afterlife, and or comes from other philosophies that are based on this idea of an afterlife and duty, and I would say that it's by far and away, even amongst atheists, there are a lot of people who are still base their philosophy on this sort of
idea. They're atheist deathists.
Yeah, I think there are plenty of them.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Nihilism. I mean,
we believe in nothing.
I mean, when you think about it, it's a pretty negative philosophy. You know,
yeah.
It's like sort of the same thing. It's not. It's certainly most philosophy is not very celebratory of life.
Okay, I can't say I've studied most philosophy, so I don't really.
Okay,
I can't make a statement.
I would say that capitalism and libertarianism and certainly anarchism to some extent, certain flavors of anarchism are probably the only ones that are.
Does Zoltan have more to say about
the
deathists?
Sure, absolutely.
We're going to get into it here in moments, and you can share your thoughts about the man with the immortality bus, and I want to learn more about that too. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Join us.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here toll free. We'll talk about the immortality bus here in a few moments. We've stumbled onto someone here. It's my first encounter. Maybe have you ever heard of Zoltan before?
No.
Okay, so Johnson, you're sharing with us a story.
I mean, I've heard of that machine that you know.
You've heard of the immortality bus?
No. The machine at the Zoltan, the
in the movie Big.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So with Tom Hanks.
I think it's the movie Big is making reference to a real machine. There's like a
named Zoltan. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. The Zoltan.
I've never seen the Zoltan fortune telling machine in real life.
Right.
I've only seen it in the movie Big.
Right.
And it's a pretty noteworthy part of that movie.
Right.
So I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with it. Great movie, by the way. It's been years since I've seen that. But Zoltan, this is a real guy.
Up. Wonder
what
if
do
still,
you mean?
Because it's so old.
Is it still
know?
A good movie?
Yeah, I wonder.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of movies that don't have special effects hold up very well.
Well,
right?
You know. I mean, sometimes they get dated and ridiculous. You know, I don't know. I'd have to watch it again. It's been so long. That movie came out in like what? Early 80s, right?
Probably mid 80s, if not early 80s.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like some of those old Tom Hanks 80s comedies back before Tom Hanks did serious movies.
Right, right.
Like The Burbs is one of my favorites.
And I like The Money Pit.
That's a classic.
Two weeks.
So, Zoltan, he's a presidential candidate of the Transhumanist Party.
Right.
He's in this immortality bus, which we'll tell you more about. And
I didn't even know there was a Transhumanist Party. That's interesting.
Yep. And then, in addition, there's actually, apparently, a Transhumanist Bill of Rights. So I think that'll tie in nicely with this discussion. That
I'm just trying to imagine Trump catering to the, we're going to make you live forever, and it's going to be the greatest forever you've ever had.
So we're going to get back into it. You've got more to say about what's going on with him right now, which is this opinion piece that he wrote on Motherboard about deathism.
I do want to drop it real quick from the article because we stopped at like one of those. You know how they sometimes in an article they'll put like an interjection of like one sentence.
Like a quote.
Like bigger or something like that.
Yeah, a quote from someone.
Well, this one isn't a quote, but yeah, okay. Like that. This one isn't a quote. I find it interesting. It's the next sentence they have here is, government regulations, the U.S. military, and the FDA are simply a part of an overarching culture that indirectly facilitates the death of human beings.
Let's go to Tim.
I just like that statement.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, in this case, it is still a quote because Zoltan wrote the article.
Right.
So everything in the article is a quote from Zoltan, unless he's quoting someone else. Let's go to Tim in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You're,
talking earlier about the Philippines, I wanted to make a comment on you actually likened the new president of the Philippines to Donald Trump, which I thought was either supposed to be more of a joke than truth, but it sounded like as you guys kept going on about it, you seemed as though you were actually saying that Donald Trump would be a psychopathic murderer.
No, I didn't say that about Donald Trump, but I mean, Donald Trump will likely invade, countries around the globe and will probably end up being responsible for the killings of innocent people, which is a pretty psychopathic thing to do. So I will go ahead and own that part of it, but that's not what I was saying earlier. What I was saying earlier was that the new president-elect, and by the way, I was corrected by one of our listeners in the Philippines, Duterte, will not take office for another month. So at this point, he's not yet the president, but that's coming. And so what my statement was that many people are comparing him to Trump, and I think it's a fair comparison. This guy is basically saying what he believes, saying outrageous things that are actually resulting in him becoming more popular. I mean, he was coming out, this Duterte guy basically said he wanted to rape a woman who was raped and murdered, and then he actually won this election. So... And that's just one example of one of the ridiculous things he said.
Right, well, I understand what you're saying. I mean, you're saying ridiculous is breeding, you know, people liking him possibly, but at the same time, I mean, just making the drawing the parallel between the two of them. I mean, one is obviously in that case, and I'm saying not Trump. I'm saying the other guy, obviously Duterte or whatever his name is.
Duterte.
Okay, that guy, whatever.
I mean, I could be mispronouncing it, but that's how it looks.
Well, I didn't actually read how his name is written either, so I have no idea how to say it. I don't.
It would be like, if you had the three words, if you broke it into three English words, it would be do, ter,
tee.
Tee. Do, ter, tee.
So you're saying you believe there's a huge difference between these two people. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying a huge difference. I'm saying the difference in the sense that, okay, then when Donald Trump says things that he knows to be true and things that resonate with the American people, which is the honest truth, he's saying he wants to do things that the American people have wanted to have done for many years. And other presidential candidates have said this, and it's because of his brash attitude that most people feel as though he's some sort of a psycho. They feel like a friend of mine on email wrote an email and told me that he's a loudmouth lout. And I said, and I wrote back an email to this friend saying, and it was quite a long email as well, saying all the things that I believe Trump is correct about. I won't go into it right now, but the point I'm trying to make is that it's called a sandwich argument. When you put two things together and you expect people to draw a conclusion because the two things, well, guilt by association, I guess that's probably the more correct term.
Well, Donald Trump isn't associated with Duterte. It's just a comparison. It's an analogy. It's drawing a comparison between the individuals in their respective political situations. And there are some very similar things about these two men.
Right. Okay. And that they're saying things. One is saying things that are totally wacko, and the other one is saying things that are totally true. Okay.
Well, there's plenty of wacko things that Donald Trump has said. I mean, this man is a militarist. He wants to go ahead, Johnson.
Just things like they're rapists, and some I assume are good people. Of all Mexicans crossing
the border, Trump said.
Of all the immigrants, or you know, talking about. You know, some of the people after the Paris attacks saying, I would bomb the S out of them.
Wow.
You know, or...
Well, I mean, those are stupid things that should... He said things...
But those are psychopathic things to say you're going to bomb people. I mean, come on.
Blood coming out of
okay,
wherever.
Well, I'm standing around and watching a woman being... Okay, not necessarily watching a woman being raped, but seeing the aftermath of the woman having been raped and saying...
Just because Duterte is more honest with what he thinks... Doesn't mean that the comparison, drawing a comparison between the two, is inappropriate.
Well, I'd say that
nobody said Trump was as extreme as Duterte in his statements, But ultimately, they are both men seeking power, and right. men, you know, with power are going to do what men with power are going to do. Will Donald Trump be so brazen as Duterte as to actually say he would pardon thousands of police who murder suspects? No, Trump's not that brazen because he still has to uphold the idea that America has these concepts of a right to trial, you know, a right to be presumed innocent before found guilty. But Trump does say he supports the police, so he does, you know, sort of get that carte blanche pass to the cops.
Well, he's not saying that. If he supports the police, that doesn't mean that he's saying that they should be able to go out and murder people. He didn't say that.
I didn't say he said that, Tim. I said he would not likely say that, even if he believed it, because they have a certain aura, if you will, of legitimacy here that they have to upkeep. And even though Trump is playing like he's some sort of outsider, he's still insider enough to have succeeded in basically cinching the or clinching, if you will, the Republican nomination. So, no, even if he were to believe what Duterte is saying, Trump isn't dumb enough to actually say it.
Well, I hope not, yeah, at all. I mean, for sure. He wouldn't want anyone to say the things that a person of Duterte's stripe has said. Not out loud.
But Duterte won. Hopefully. And so, I got to say, it would be revealing to see if Donald Trump goes more, you know, I guess gets more extreme as the election goes on, rather than sort of toning down his rhetoric. I don't know if anything has changed as far as his rhetoric is concerned. But if Duterte can win by saying things like he's been saying, it would be interesting to see Duterte running in the United States and how well or poorly he would do. Thanks, Tim, for your call tonight. Yeah, you know, just drawing an analogy between people saying, oh, Duterte is the Donald Trump of the Philippines, isn't saying that Donald Trump is Duterte or that Donald Trump has said or would say what Duterte has said. So just want to make sure that's clear. You know, when you say someone is like another person in a certain circumstance, that doesn't mean that they're identical. It's just you're just drawing a comparison. That's all.
Right.
So, and it would be like saying that Kim Jong-un is in a similar circumstance as Barack Obama, in that they both are the controlling personality. They're both the, I don't like using the term leader. They're both the political dominant force in their particular geography. Doesn't mean that one is identical to the other in the way they sort of behave in public. Now, they may actually be very similar, but some are a little more cautious of what they say. Hour 3 is coming up. Join us.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.